Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you at this time, Brother Mon speaking. Our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book. It's good to be with you. I hope our time is catching you just right. From the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10. Yesterday we talked about the bees of missions, or the way a fisherman would look at this. The fisherman's bees of missions. First of all, we think about missions, the basis of missions. In fact, we think about this program. This program, my friends, produced through the mission ministry of the Fisherman Baptist Church in the port of Bon Secours. Our mission ministry, the arm of our church, mission arm of our church, is Fishers of Men Ministries International. By the way, you can check us out. If you have access to a computer, you can just put in there FOMM.org. That'll bring you directly to us. But we think about missions. Yesterday we talked about the basis of missions. What is the basis, the foundation, the groundwork of missions? What is it? It has to do with the death of Christ. The basis is the death of Jesus Christ. Through Christ's death, every sinner alive now has help and hope. And this is something through Christ, and they need to know that. That's the gospel. What about the burden of missions? Now that's a B, the basis of missions. What about the burden of missions? Romans chapter 10, see if you can grab what is being said here. All right, the writer says this, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Does that, can you grasp it? Can you sense the feelings of the writer here? Of course, this would be the Apostle Paul. What was his burden and prayer to God? He said, "My burden, my prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." So the burden is, of missions is carried out in our lives. This is wrought in the heart from a close walk with Jesus Christ. His heart's cry is that sinners be saved. This should be my heart's cry. When I get close to Jesus Christ, my friend, it brings me close to sinners as far as having the opportunity to tell the gospel story. Ezra, in Ezra chapter 9, verse 6, Ezra said, "Oh my God, I am ashamed and blush, and lift up my face unto thee." You know, you said, well, what is he sensing there? He's sensing this burden. Many times I have feelings for people, but I really don't have brokenness of heart. I'm not talking about someone weeping all the time. I'm talking about my heart needs to sense a brokenness for people. Everywhere I go, I need to think about it. I wonder if they're a Christian. I wonder if that person in the store that I visit, I wonder if they're really saved. I wonder if this person that I walk by on the street, I wonder about this person that I sit by on maybe an aircraft. I wonder about these people that are in church, these visitors. I wonder if they're saved. The burden of missions carried out in our lives. I remember there was a man that visited our assembly. It's been a while back, and he had just returned from Israel. He had taken a tour, and as far as being in the land of Israel, he said, "I especially remember being by the Sea of Galilee one morning." He said, "I couldn't sleep. The motel that I was in," he said, "I just wasn't sleeping well." He said, "I got up before daylight." He said, "I put my clothes on." He said, "I began to walk around the areas." I don't remember exactly where he was as far as the area of Galilee. But he said he was walking along the shore there. And he said there along the shore, there were some men that had a fire going there. And unbeknownst to him, of course, in speaking to them, and they did not carry on much of a conversation with him at all because they did not know English all that well. But they were there taking their breakfast. And lo and behold, he found out they were fishermen. And he said, in just relating to them, he said, it's almost like he could go back into biblical days and there being able to see Andrew, Peter, James, and John, the first four men that he called, and to relate to them. And then he said, "Brother Mona," he said, "thinking about the ministry that God has given you to reach around the world, especially to the men who go down to the sea in ships." He said, "I wish you could have been there." He said, "My heart went out to these men, and I felt helpless in bringing the gospel to them." The burden of missions, that is that God carries out through the Holy Spirit in your life. Until tomorrow, Fisher Mund, saying goodbye.